Yeah, and now it's a shared responsibility of the customers and the restaurants. The restaurants have to have somebody on staff who is capable of explaining the allergens that are in the foods. There has to be some kind of notice, either a sign or something on the menu, telling the customers that they should let their wait staff know if there's someone with a particular allergy. And so this is modeled on legislation that exists in Massachusetts. We had a huge turnout of families who came to say that it is a major restriction on their social life, that they don't feel like they can go to restaurants because not every restaurant is really taking the allergy question seriously. So the legislation basically says that the restaurants have to have at least one trained employee who's on the premises who can talk to customers about the allergy issue.
Now, does the server have to ask, do you have any allergies, you know, to every customer? It's like, you know, Senator Raskin, do you have a peanut allergy? Because this particular item has peanut sauce in it.
Yeah, actually, I don't have a peanut allergy. I do have a hazelnut allergy, which is severe. But no, it doesn't require the server to verbally make the inquiry. But somewhere, either the restaurant has to have a sign up or it has to be on the menu. And a lot of menus have this now, where it says, please tell your server if a member of your party has an allergy. And, you know, for some reason, we're seeing this dramatic increase in the number of people who have allergies, and the allergies themselves are getting more and more serious. And there are different theories out there about why it's happening, but it's real serious. And we heard a lot of testimony from families who came in who said, essentially, they can't eat out because it's just too risky. Or maybe there's one restaurant where they know the people on staff are attuned to the problem. And so, you know, we didn't have opposition from the restaurants because the restaurants want to send the message that they are open for business and friendly to families that are struggling with an allergy issue.
So the question is that the restaurant doesn't have to hire somebody. They just have to make sure at least one person on their staff is trained.
Exactly.
And this is just what's the allergy. It's not necessarily treating. So if somebody goes into shock, it doesn't require them to.
No. There's no requirement to have a medic on staff or to be.
Somebody with an EpiPen. I don't mean to make light of it.
No. I mean, this is really informational. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that people, when they go to restaurants, know what allergens are in the food and that there's somebody on staff who can speak to them with authority about what's safe and what's not. Obviously, customers who have a serious allergy still have to steer clear of foods that that may contain an allergen.
And the customer has to let the server know, too.
Right.
Talk about that.
The burden is on the family to tell the server, our son has a serious peanut allergy. At that point, the server would say, oh, okay, well, here are the things on the menu that are safe for you, and here are the things that you shouldn't go anywhere near. I mean, it's pretty much simple and common sense, but there are literally tens of thousands of families in Maryland who feel as if they are completely restricted in terms of where they can go out to eat now. So this will open it up for people. And, we're psyched that the restaurants have really risen to the occasion and have agreed to be part of the solution to this problem. What we've taken out of the bill, rest stops, convenience stores, and places that aren't real restaurants.
In the training that they have to take, what is this a course and who offers this? I mean, what's the training that the one person in the restaurant at that time will have to take?
There are different trainings that would be available, but they're referred through the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, and the approved course will basically teach them what the 7 or 8 major allergens are and where they appear, and then to essentially cross-index that with the offerings on the menu.
And that's just one person on the staff. It's not the entire, you don't have to train the entire wait staff. Right?
No, the whole staff doesn't have
to
be trained.
You could if you wanted to.
You could, but, if you take a fast food restaurant, right, if there are 25 or 30 people there working at any one time, there's got to be one person who can answer the allergy questions.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Okay. Hi, John.
Oh, sure. Okay.